Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Adair moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Bowens moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt is walked intentionally. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Bowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowens. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Skowron moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Don Buford pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Dave Vineyard now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Dave McNally now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. Buford moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dave McNally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.